Chapter 1. War. After my marriage in 1930, I lived in Warsaw in a spacious apartment on Miodowa Street. My husband Joseph was a furrier and worked, together with several apprentices, in the large kitchen of our home. During the fall and winter months, they worked till late at night, as this was the season for ladies' fur coats, caps, and other accoutrements. In the spring and summer, the work stopped, and we were free to spend our time in the city or in the country. In 1932, I gave birth to my son Shimon, and 2 years later my daughter Esther was born. They were both healthy, lovely children. Shimon, fair-haired, slim, and composed. Esther, blonde, playful, and talkative. We loved them both and gave them our utmost care and attention. During the day, a Polish nanny would walk them to the nearby park and would care for them till bedtime. We spoke Polish to our children because my husband and I considered ourselves modern, non-observant Jews. I spent the summer months of 1939 with my children in the village of Milosny, not far from Warsaw. During the week, my husband remained in Warsaw to prepare his business for the fall and winter season, and he came to stay with us on weekends. It was the end of August 1939. The news on the radio became more and more frightening as the German accusations and threats against Poland intensified and portended an imminent aggression. In the last weekend of August, my husband arrived in Milosny, and we returned with him to Warsaw. The mood in the city was panic-stricken. People were excited and scared because of rumors of German gas attacks and bombardments that may come at any moment. My husband began to store food and bottled water for any emergency. On the 1st of September, in the morning, I left the enclosed courtyard of our apartment complex to buy some groceries in a nearby store. I was only half a block away from our gate when I suddenly heard a terrifying explosion. A bomb came down on the front section of our building. "Oh God, where are my children?" I called aloud and began rushing back home. I entered our yard calling, "Shimek, Estusia, where are you?" Finally, I was directed to the air shelter in the basement of the building where many people sought refuge. Our next-door neighbor had brought our children there as soon as he heard the warning of the air attack over the radio.